The power of attorney. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Through the new birth, every believer has been granted what heaven itself recognizes as a power of attorney, the divine and legal right to act on behalf of Jesus Christ of Nazareth upon this earth. This authority was never earned. It was inherited. It was not given for display, but it was given for our commission. It carries both the privilege and it carries responsibility before the throne of God. First of all, we have the privilege. It's a privilege to use this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is a responsibility. We are to represent his will and his purposes upon this earth. And there is the accountability. The accountability under heaven for our we act in this authority. If earthly governments can empower men to act in another person's position or stead through the signing of a document, how much more should the believer understand the weight and the wonder of this divine commission which has been granted to all believers, and that is to represent the King of Kings in word, in deed, and in power. Every believer has been authorized to stand in this earth as one of Christ's representatives. In a world that's bound by darkness, but we are to stand out empowered to act with the same authority that Jesus Christ of Nazareth exercised during his earthly ministry. Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. As previously stated, everything that Jesus Christ accomplished in his redemptive ministry was received by the Father as being complete, being perfect, and being eternally final. Nothing remained unfinished. Nothing is required in addition. And nothing is needed in correction. The cross of Jesus Christ of Nazareth was heaven's full legal satisfaction. The righteous judgment against sin was fully executed. The penalty entirely paid and the curse forever broken. The resurrection was heaven's public declaration of absolute victory. The divine announcement that redemption was complete, that death was conquered, and that the Son's obedience had triumphed over every power of darkness. The Father looked upon the obedience, suffering, and sacrifice of his Son and found total delight, complete satisfaction, and eternal acceptance. The ministry of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in his redemptive work was not partial. It was perfectly accomplished. And now the very authority that was sealed by the lifeblood of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, through his cross, confirmed by the empty tomb, has now been entrusted into the hands of all those who will call upon his name and believe in him. The believer does not stand in borrowed authority. They stand in redeemed authority. Authority that's been purchased, that's been perfected, that has been established through the finished work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because redemption is complete, the commission given to each and every believer is authoritative. Because the price is paid, the power has been released. Because the work is finished, the believers in Jesus Christ are empowered now to act in his name. Jesus issued this divine command. Jesus commissioned his followers, saying, "Go you into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover." These are not merely outward demonstrations. They are the manifestations of the word of Jesus Christ taking root, living and working in those who believe. The word heard, the word received, and the word acted upon becomes power in motion. It governs our speech, our authority, and our walk. It forms faith, it fuels obedience, and it should produce the results that cannot be manufactured by human strength. The word in us confirms the work he accomplished for us. The word through us establishes the victory that Jesus Christ has purchased. And the word that we carry becomes evidence of the risen Lord working amongst his people. Jesus said, "These signs shall follow the word." Hallelujah. These signs shall follow because the word is alive in the hearts of the redeemed. Redemption is complete. Authority is restored. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth now functions with undiminished, unstoppable power through those who stand in the triumph of Jesus Christ's finished work of redemption. This was not a promise to a privileged few, but it's a declaration to all who would believe. The same Holy Ghost that anointed Jesus now anoints his body. The same authority that governed his ministry now governs those who will walk in his name. The authority invested in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not limited by time, not limited by distance, and not deterred by circumstance and situation. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth rules every realm, earthly, spiritually, and eternally. It is so important, it's so vital that every believer lay hold of these eternal truths concerning the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every power of darkness trembles at this name. Every sickness must bow before this name. Every curse is broken beneath this name. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not a ceremonial phrase just in closing of a prayer. It is the declaration of heaven's dominion. This name, this precious name, this all-powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth carries the full weight of his triumph. It carries the power of his resurrection, and it carries and upholds the majesty of his throne. When that name is spoken in faith, the authority of Jesus Christ himself is released. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." It is said, at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee should bow. Everything in earth and in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, must bow to this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those who are in Christ, we are not to be spectators of his victory, but thanks be unto God, we are to be participants in this victory. The same life that conquered death now resides within each and every believer. The same authority that silenced storms, that expelled demons, that healed the sick, now operates through our faith and our obedience in the words of Jesus Christ. This name, the powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is not only upon our lives, but it dwells within us. The believer is not merely one who calls upon this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but they are the ones who bear it. They are the one who embodies it. They are the ones who live this word and this name through our lives. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, the authority of Christ is to reign fully, fearlessly, and without compromise in and through our lives for the glory of God, our Heavenly Father. To live beneath this authority is to live beneath one's calling, but to doubt that authority is to question the truth of the resurrection itself. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." Jesus said, "He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." The believer's authority is not theory. It is divine revelation, divine reality. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth conquered sin, conquered death, conquered Satan. And now this name must rule through the lives of all those who bear his name. His power is not diminished. His command has never been withdrawn. His authority is non-negotiable. Those who truly abide in Jesus Christ, we are called to walk in this authority, to speak his word, to act in his name, and to reveal his victory upon this earth. For the authority of Jesus Christ's name is heaven's final word to a fallen world. Christ reigns, and those in him reign with him. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to obey all things I have commanded you. Surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus Christ, and that same authority now has been delegated to every believer who believes in his name. This authority is not a ceremonial title to be spoken of lightly, but a living power entrusted to those who will walk in faith and walk in obedience. Three eternal truths must take root in the heart of every believer. First of all that Jesus ever was in his name. All that Jesus is today is in his name. And all that Jesus will ever be in the ages to come is in his name. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth embodies his person, his presence, and his power. To understand his name is to understand his nature. And to act in his name is to act in his stead. It is a divine commission that carries the full weight of heaven's glory and authority in this earth. Amen.